I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone. I can sing to you this song. And I just want to say that I love you more than anything. I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone, and I can sing to you this song. And I just want to say that I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. And so, Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your many blessings. We thank you for another day that you've made and another day that you've allowed for us to see. Our hearts cry out that we love you this morning. God, we adore you, for you have blessed us to see another day. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your unmerited favor. God, that while we were yet in sin, you sent Jesus to die on the cross for our sins. We didn't deserve the sacrifice. We didn't deserve the favor. We didn't deserve the blessing. We didn't deserve the covering. But God, you saw fit to bless us, God, to have one more chance. And we thank you, God, that you've allowed us to say yes to your will on this morning and to say yes to your way. We thank you for last night's slumber, God. We don't take that for granted. But, God, you never sleep nor slumber, the word says. God, you don't rest day or night. God, you're always about your business. You're always about taking care of your people. You're always about, God, doing what you do, and that's being an awesome God. And so we thank you, God, last night that we didn't have to stay up, restless. God, we didn't have to stay up worrying. We didn't have to stay up confused, but we were able to lay our heads down on our pillows because our God is in control. We thank you, O God, that you are in control, God, and we can declare boldly this morning, what a mighty God we serve. Our God is awesome. Our God is mighty. And God, you're the only one that we need, O God, to satisfy our souls. Jesus, What a wonderful name. We call on your name this morning, God, because your son's name, oh God, is the only name that we need and the only name that we need to know. For his name is a strong tower, God. You said in your word that the righteous run into your name, oh God, and they can find safety, God. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. That means everything, oh God, that is named is subject to the name of Jesus. At the name of Jesus, demons have to flee. At the name of Jesus, God, sickness, oh God, must obey. God, at the name of Jesus, situations have to change because your name, oh God, means power, God. Your name, oh God, means greatness, God. Your name, oh God, is above every single name. And so we thank you, God, that we are able to rise this morning, God. Full of your mercy, God, because your mercies are new every single morning. Full of your grace and your favor, oh God, because you're just an awesome God. Oh God, that we can have an abundant life, God, because we are in you, God. We thank you for another chance and another opportunity to come before your presence, not only with singing, but to come before your presence, oh God, in the midst of prayer, oh God, because you tell us in your word that men ought to always pray. And it's important for us, oh God, to be, as people of God, to continuously, fervently in prayer so that our prayers may avail as much and that our prayers may be effective. God, there's so much going on in this world today that men need to continue to pray. God, pray without ceasing. God, pray at all times, oh God, to continue to pray because our lives need you in it. God, we need you in our lives. And the only way, God, you'll come into our lives is if we invite you, God, in. And if we invite you in, God, not just to only come to save our soul, but, God, to come and make us whole. Oh, God, to come and transform our lives, God, to come, oh, God, and make things different, make things better, God, and to make us better, God. We call upon you in prayer, God, so that we can grow our relationship with you. And the only way we can grow our relationship, God, with you is to take time studying in your word and take time communicating with you. So men ought to always pray. And as I said earlier, God, that we are in desperate need of prayer today, because the world is waxing more and more evil. And so not only do we need to pray for ourselves, God, that you will transform our lives, but we need to pray, God, oh God, to transform this world. Oh God, make us whole, God, today. Make us right in you in the mighty name of Jesus. Cast the devil out of the minds, God. Before I can even pray for the world, Lord, I need to pray for us. God, I need to pray, oh God, that you will make us whole, that you will make us strong, that you will make us mighty, God, that you will make us into that great army, God, that you declared to Ezekiel, God. You said, show those bones, dry bones, live, God. We have, oh God, dryness around our lives. God, we have inactivity around our lives. And God, we're not as effective as we need to be as a body, God. We're not as effective as we need to be as individuals, God, and we need you to breathe light into us before we can ask you to change the world. God, it's me, Lord. It's me standing in the need of prayer. God, it's me, God. And so, God, I need you to do what you do. For, God, you are the potter, and we are the clay. Lord, shape us and mold us, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, into the image, God, that you desire for us to be. For we were made in your image, God, in the likeness of God. God, you made us, oh God. You made us in the beginning in your image, God, and we were shaped and formed to be like you, God. We were shaped and formed to glorify you. We were shaped and formed, God, to represent you. And so, God, we have become deformed by life circumstances. We have become jaded, God, by situations that have gone on in our lives. We have been turned off from you because of sin in our lives, Lord, and we need you to reshape us and remake us, oh God, over again in the mighty name of Jesus. From the very crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet, God, we're desperately in need of a complete makeover, an overhaul in the mighty name of Jesus. And so, God, though we have been going, though we're on 37 days, this is our 37th day in our fast and consecration, God. God, I don't want this fasting to be in vain. And so, God, I need you to take us higher in the mighty name of
Jesus. God, I want your people to be more anointed, God. I want your people to have a more effective prayer life, not just on this call, but in their own personal time, Lord. God, I want us to be more effective in ministry, God, that when we put things together and activities together, God, we're fulfilling the purpose and the great commission, God, that you called for us to do, and God, that we're making a change, we're making a difference in the lives of people, Lord. I don't want to just have events or activities, Lord, or services, God, and people are not changed. People are not delivered. People are not set free, God. We're not here just to assemble for a meeting, God. But we need your wonder-working power to manifest itself every single time we open up the doors of the church. So, God, help us and shape us, God. We want to be more effective in ministry, Lord. We want to reach those that are lost at any cost. In the mighty name of Jesus. And so, God, help us to be effective witnesses, God. I'm asking this again from this fast, God. I want us to be better, God, completely, not just spiritually, but physically as well. So start from the head, God. You tell us in your word to let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. God, cast out those thoughts that are unlike you. Those thoughts, oh God, that don't lead to peace. You told us to think on things that are lovely, those things that are just, and those things that are of a good report. So everything that's outside of those thoughts, God, is outside, oh God, of the thoughts that you want us to think, God. You want us to think like you, and we want the thoughts of Jesus. And God, he didn't think of himself more highly than he ought to think, God, but he knew who he was, and he was willing to sacrifice his life. He was obedient, God. Oh God, put a spirit of obedience in us in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We do all types of stuff, God, that is not obeying your word, and we're fooling ourselves thinking that we're in your will. We're thinking, God, that you're blessing us. We're thinking that you're showing favor upon us, God, and you're just having mercy, God, oh God, and being merciful, God, because we're not being obedient unto you. God, we must obey you, God. We must obey your word, God. And so transform the mind, God. You said our minds need to be transformed. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. That's our desire, God, this morning. That's what we want to do, God. We want to, oh God, fulfill your perfect will for not only our lives, but for those that you have us attached to, those that you have us assigned to, God, those that you have for us to be able to minister to, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, transform our minds. Help us to see, God, your glory, God. Help us to understand your will and your purpose that you have for our lives. Transform the minds of your people right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, get our minds right and get our minds in line with you. Oh, God, get our minds to understand, God, that we are nothing without you, God. Oh, God, we need your help, God. We need your touch. We need your anointing, God. We need your power, God. We need your favor, and we need it in our thoughts, God, because if the enemy can take our thoughts, God, we can't focus or we can't get our minds stayed on you. And that's what the devil tries to do. He comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. He comes to distract. He comes to lead us astray. And God, when it's in our thoughts, God, it seeps down into our heart, God. And when it's in our heart, God, we begin to act upon it. Help us, God, today. And start with our minds, God. Cast the devil out of the minds, Lord. Cast the devil out of the wheels of your people, God. Cast his evil ways, God, out of our ways in the mighty name of Jesus. That we may begin to focus in on you, Lord. We may begin to focus forward, oh God, and see, God, the salvation of our God, to see the salvation of our King, the things that you have for us, God, that we may understand our purpose, oh God, that you have us here in this life. God, in this life, oh God, you have a purpose for us every single day. And God, we can't fulfill your purpose if we don't know your purpose. So God, put your purpose in us, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, help us to understand who we are. Help us to understand whose we are. And help us to understand, God, what we are, God. We are a royal priesthood in the mighty name of Jesus. We are a chosen generation, God. You have brought us out of darkness into a marvelous light, your marvelous light, God. We are somebody special, God, because we belong to you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we don't belong to ourselves, but our bodies are made to be the temple of the Holy Spirit, God. Help me to understand who I belong to. I belong to God, the one who sits high and looks low, the one, oh God, who spoke, oh God, this world into existence, God, but shaped and formed me, oh God, with his wonderful, magical, wonder-working hand, God. We love you, God, the one, oh God, who has cattle upon thousands of hills. That's the God that we serve, the God that's able to change, oh God, the one that's able to breathe life into those things that are dead, the one who is able to present me faultless, God, before his very throne, God. That's the God that we serve, God, the one who's able to breathe into us, God, of God, life and life more abundantly. God, help us to understand who we are, whose we are, and what we are. And when we get that in our mind, God, we'll walk after you. We'll walk for you, God. We'll do your will, God. Help us, oh God, today. Because my desire for the people is that we will go higher. So start in the mind. And then, God, go to our eyes. Help us to understand, God, that we walk by faith and not by sight. So, God, give us the eyes of your eyes, God, spiritual eyes, to see things in the spiritual realm of God and not continue to focus on those things that are in this worldly or carnal world, God, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against principalities. Our fight, our war, our battle is not against what we see, God, but it's against those things that we don't see. And so, God, help us to put on our spiritual glasses today. Some of us are out of focus. God, some of us, oh God, are not seeing what we should be seeing, Lord. Some of us are looking at things that we should not be looking at, God. We're going places that we should not be going, God. Oh, God, help order our footsteps, God, and help us to see your salvation. Help us to see your will. God, help us to see your glory. God, help us to see you working things out on our behalf. God, help us to see the traps that the enemy is setting before us, God. Help us to understand and see, God, your will and your purpose for our lives in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Help us to see, reveal yourself to us, oh God, more intimately, God, and you reveal yourself to us in your word, God. It's not that we receive you, God, by sitting at home. God, it's not that we receive you, God, by doing nothing to bring you glory. It's not that we can see you, God, if we don't have an effective prayer life. God, we can't see you, oh God, without coming to you, God. We must know that you are and that you are a rewarder of those that diligently seek you, God. You must be sought after, God. We do just pop up anywhere, God, but we must have a desire. We must make up in our minds to seek your faith, and God, then we'll see your glory in our life. We must chase after you, God. And God, the only way we can chase after you, God, is to follow after you, to read your word, oh God, to fellowship with the believers, God, where we can come together with one accord and with one mind, God. Oh God, to come before your presence with singing, to come before your presence with praise. Oh God, to encourage one another. God, help us to see your salvation, God, today, and get our lives in focus. Some of us think that things are going really well. And truthfully, God, some of us think, no, that stuff is not going well. But for some reason, we're not willing to make that change. We're not willing to change our situation. We continue to do the same things over and over again and expect different results. But we cannot receive different results if we continue to do the same things over and over again. So then I must go back again, God, to transform the mind, because the mind is what's leading us astray, God. We think that we're in good shape, God. We think that we're in favor, God. We think that we're receiving blessings, God. But there are more and more traps, oh God, that are being set by the enemy to take us away from you, God. Help clear our thoughts, God. Help purify us in the name of Jesus. Help make us whole and make us clean, not just on the outside, but on the inside. Because it's not what's on the outside that defiles us, but it's what's within us, God. We're putting things in us, oh God, that are causing ourselves to decay, God, and slowly drift further and further away from you. get our minds straight, Lord, and get our focus straight, Lord. And so my message on Sunday was focused forward. And Moses gave the people several things, God, several steps to help them to get their focus forward. We often focus on our situations. We often continue to look at the circumstances. We continue to let our eyes tell us, oh, God, what, oh, God, our bank account says, or what the doctor is saying, oh, God, or what we see, the affliction or the wear or the tear, God. But you told us to not worry about what our eyes see, but to know, to stand and see the salvation of the Lord. So, God, help us to stop worrying about those things that we see. And I remember, God, I believe it was Elijah and Gehazi. Elijah was the prophet, Lord. And he found himself in the midst of his home, which was at the bottom of a hill, Lord, at the bottom of a ravine. And the servant came, Lord, and the servant came out and noticed that the Syrians were all surrounding their home, surrounding them. And from his eyesight, God, he only saw defeat. He saw no way of escape because they had them completely surrounded. But your prayer, God, to the Father was this. Your prayer, I mean, Elijah's prayer to the Father was this. He said, help him to see. Open his eyes that he might see that there's more for us than more than against us. And after he made that prayer, God, his servant's eyes were open, and he saw an army of angels, God, that was greater than the army of Syrians that were around him. Open up our eyes to see, God, that those that are fighting for us, with us, are greater than those that are fighting against us, Lord. Help us to see your glory, God. Help us to see your salvation. Help us to see that our lives are in your hands. Help us to see that you will never leave us nor ever forsake us. Help us to see, God, that you're with us every single day of our lives, every single moment, every single hour, every single minute, God. Where we go, God, you will be there if we're in your will, God. Elijah was in your will. He was doing what he was called to do. He was fulfilling the purpose, oh, God, for your life. God, help us to understand our purpose, God, and then help us to see your glory, God, manifested in our lives. Help us to walk by faith and not by sight. Sight, God, is something that is limited, Lord, because our vision is not always clear. God, some of us need bifocals, Lord. Some of us may just be able to have corrective surgery. Some of us, God, may just be able to be satisfied with contacts and not have glasses on. But whatever it is that's needed, God, some of us have good, pretty clear vision, but we don't have an understanding of what we're seeing. We don't know how to process the things that we're seeing. And whatsoever state that we find our eyesight, our look, our foresight in, God, we need you to enhance it. We need you to make it more spiritual. We need you to give us understanding of what we see. So, God, whatever it is that we need, whatever it is that you need to do, God, we submit to your will, God, to help us, Lord, today to see the salvation of the Lord working in our lives. Part of that, God, is to trust that you're able to do it, Lord. It goes back to the mind, Lord. If we get our eyes, oh, God, to see the results that we need to see with our eyes, we have to, oh, God, implement things in our lives to put our hope and our trust fully and completely in you, God. We can't ask you to make changes, God, if we don't believe that you're able to do it, God. We can't ask you to change and save our children, Lord. We can't ask you to make ways out of no way, God, if we don't believe that you're able to do it, God. It'll be a waste of words, God. It'll be a waste of time if we're not putting our faith into action, Lord. Our faith must be in action, God. So help me to believe, God, what my mouth is saying, God. Help me to speak those things that are not as though they were, God. And so I'm down to the mouth, Lord, now. Oh, God, from my head, God, get the mind straight, God. Get our eyes tight, straight, focus in on you, God, for you are our salvation, God. You are our present help in the time of trouble. God, you are our joy and sorrow, God, and our hope for it tomorrow. And then, God, give us the words of life to speak life out of our tongues, Lord. We understand, according to your word, that the power of life and death is, the life and death is a power of the tongue, God. And so, God, help us not to speak death into our situations, but help us to speak life, Lord. Life into our homes, life into our relationships, life, oh God, into our ministry, life into our children, life into our finances. God, we can speak life, Lord. We can speak life. You have given us that authority. You have given us that power. Oh, God, when Jesus sent the 70 disciples out two by two, God, they came back with, oh, God, a report to God that, that demons were subject to the name of Jesus. We have the most effective weapon, God, that we can use against the enemy, God. Not only is that calling upon the name of Jesus, but, God, another weapon that we have, God, is to praise you and to magnify you. Your word says, how can something good and something evil come out of the same fountain, God? You cannot have bitter water and sweet water coming out of the same fountain, God. Wash out our mouths, God. Cast the devil out of our language, Lord. Take out those things that are unlike you that comes out of our mouth, that speak death, that speak curses, that speak foul language, God. Those things that are foul in your eyesight, that don't bring you glory and don't bring you honor and don't bring you praise, God. Doubt, God, spews out of our mouth, oh God. No hope, God, spews out of our mouth, God. Cast out those things, God, of us, God, so they won't be mentioned, God. They won't even be spoken among us in the mighty name of Jesus. And give us the words of life, Lord. I'm talking about a transformation, Lord. God, I want you to complete the transformation in our lives, God. When we came into this fast, Lord, I vow, God, that I will not return the same way I came in. And my pledge or my plea, God, was that you would take us higher and higher every single day as we came to church and as we fellowship and as we studied your word, God, and as we put this flesh under subjection. My desire was for us to go higher and higher in you. And so, God, touch the mind. Open up our eyes and give us the words of life, God, that will help us to breathe life into our homes, life into our situations, life into our circumstances. And that we may open up our mouths and that we may open our mouths and offer unto you a sacrifice of praise. That's the theme of our church, Lord, Hebrews 13 and 15, that we may offer unto you a sacrifice of praise. Too often we complain about our situations. Oh, why do I have to go through this? Why is this happening to me? But God, you saw fit to allow us to go through every single circumstance and every single situation that you've allowed us to come to and to come into. So, God, since you are in control, instead of complaining, God, put a praise in our mouths. Put a praise on our lips. Help us to bless the Lord at all times. Let your praise continuously be in our mouths. Help us to bring you into the atmosphere, God, because our praises, God, shifts the atmosphere wherever we are at, God. I'm learning, God, to magnify your name, to glorify your name, to have a song on my heart for every single situation. So when things come about, God, just begin to sing. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And when we invite you into our situations, God, you come in and you shift the atmosphere. You shift the environment, God, because when praises go up, blessings can't help but to come down. And you inhabit the praises of your people. Help us to breathe, oh God, your glory, God. Help us to breathe, oh God, words of life, God. Help us to speak, oh God, again, those things that are lovely, those things that are pure, God. Help us to speak, God, life and not death in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us to speak your word. And the only way we can speak your word is if we hide your word in our heart. And we must read your word. We must take time to read your word. But your word also tells us, God, how can they hear unless there is a preacher, Lord? God, bind the spirit that thinks, God, it's okay, oh God, not to come into the house of the Lord to fellowship and to get training and to get the words of life from the preacher, God. You made the preacher. You created the preacher. You put the preacher in position, God, to speak the words of life, God. And so I pray that you touch me, God, that every time that I open my mouth, every time when I stand before this awesome, oh God, pulpit, God, that I may speak the words that you have given me, and that I may speak them with power and clarity under your anointing, God. Put flesh under subjection, God, because we don't want the flesh to get any of your glory, God. But these words, oh God, that you give me are there to speak life, God. Focus forward, God, was not only for me, God, but I know that it was for the people of God as well. You told us in your word to fear not, God. You told us in your word to stand still, Lord. And you told us to see the salvation of the Lord. God, it's your word that will help us, God, today. And God, we have so many things going on in our lives, but we're not willing to put your word on it because we don't know your word. We don't know your word. We don't take time to read the word. We don't take time to come to church and understand your word, to get an understanding of your word. We're walking around, we're getting things from people not there to speak light into our lives. How can they hear unless there's a preacher? Put our flesh under subjection, God. Put our life under subjection, God. Send the hornets, Lord. Send the hornets, God, to get us straight, Lord. We don't want to fall short of your glory. We don't want to be outside of your will. God, we don't want to be in the wrong place thinking that we're in the right place, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, the worst thing that happens, God, when to go get gas is to pull up on the wrong side of the gas tank. Then we got to start all the way over and go all the way around. And sometimes the gas station is full and we can't get back to that spot. Then we got to wait in line. So it's bad to pull up, oh, God, on the wrong side. So it is with our lives. It's bad to think that our lives are in the right place, God, and we're on our way to hell. I would desperately, I couldn't fathom, God, thinking that I'm saved and not being saved, God. Help us, God. Get our lives focused. Help us to see your glory. God, help us to chase after you. Help us to hunger and to thirst after you, God, for your righteousness. You tell us to seek ye first your kingdom, oh God, and all these things will be added unto us, God. We seek after those things that are of this world, God, and don't take time to seek after you the more. Hide your word, God, in our hearts so that we might not sin against thee. Cover your people with your word. It's your word, God, that will give us life. It's your word, oh God, that Jesus used against the devil. The devil tried to use the word or turn the word against Christ, but Christ only gave him back the word, but he gave him back the real word. He didn't give him back some misunderstanding, but he gave him the truth and nothing but the truth. Help us to give, to speak the words of truth. The only reason, only way that we can speak the words of truth is that we know your word. So hide your word in us. Give us a hunger and a thirst for more of your word. I believe you told Ezekiel to eat the whole roll, to eat the whole roll as you gave him the words that were needed for the people. You told him to eat the whole roll, and it's our desire to know your word more intimately, Lord. And so as we conclude, as we come to a conclusion of this 40-day fast, God, my petition and my prayer, God, for the people is that they would continue to remain steadfast in your word. David McCowan has given us an outline to study every single day, to read over, to meditate on every single day. And God, I want that to continue after the fast is over. I don't want us to be the same. I don't want us to go back to where we were. Hallelujah. I don't want to be in the same place I was when I came out, Lord. I mean, when I started, Lord. But God, I want your people to have a greater anointing, a greater understanding of you. More of a desire to be like you and to live for you, not to just live for ourselves, God, but to live for you. When we live for you, God, we living for ourselves, God, because you're able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think, Lord. You do so much more for us. So touch to people's minds. Open up our eyes that we may see. Give us the words to be able to speak life and not death. Take away this stony heart, Lord. Give us a heart of flesh, a heart that's compassionate, a heart that loves, a heart that wants to be like you, Lord. Give us the heart, because if it's in our heart, Lord, we'll go at it and we'll do it, Lord. When it's in our heart, God, we can't be turned away from it. We need you in our hearts. We want a heart, a pure heart, a clean heart. God, not a heart that's jaded, not a heart that's hateful, not a heart that's revengeful, a heart that's God, that's heartless. Give us a heart like you. And then put this body under subjection. Again, help us to walk by faith and not by sight. Help us to find ourselves chasing after you, pressing towards you, pressing towards a mark, higher calling. The only mark that we can aim for is in Christ Jesus, the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Help us today. And as we continue in our pilgrimage to Pentecost, Lord, we still, God, focus in on those 11 petitions. It's our desire to be filled with you. Came to an understanding, God, that I'm not looking for more of you because I need all of you. I don't need a piece of you. God, I need you completely in my life. And we, your people, God, we need you completely in our lives. So, God, we don't need more of you, but, God, give us all of you. And if we take all of you, God, that means none of us, God, will do. So, God, transform our temples, God. Help us to clean out our temples now, God, that your spirit may fill our lives completely, Lord. When we submit to your spirit, God, and we submit to your will, God, we won't do some of the things that we do. Because your spirit will be leading us. Your spirit will be guiding us. We will yield to your will and yield to your way. When your spirit is leading us and guiding us, God, we won't say some of the things that we say. We won't do some of the things that we do. We won't go some of the places that we go when we're submitting ourselves to your spirit and to your will. Some of the things that we think are great, your spirit will let us know, no, son, no, daughter, that's not great, that's not good. God, we need your spirit to convict us. We need your spirit to encourage us. We need your spirit to breathe life into us. So fill us with your spirit, God, today. Oh, God, it's a gift that's for every single believer, Lord. We must just believe that you're able to do it because these temples are not our own. They belong to you. I don't belong to myself, God, but I was bought with a high price, and that was the blood of Jesus. It was his blood that saved me. It was his blood that delivered me. It was his blood that set me free. So we plead the blood even now, Lord. It's one of the petitions, God. Let your blood cover. Let your blood sanctify us. Let your blood make us whole, God, that we may be presented before you faultless, God, that you may see, oh, God, your son and not our faults. God, thank you that the blood covers me. So when I come before your throne of grace, you don't see my sins. You don't see my failures. You don't see my shortcomings, God, but you see your son. Cover us with your blood today. Not only does your blood cover, but your blood heals, your blood delivers, and your blood sets free. Do it for your glory, God. Give us a pure heart, a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us. And when we're right with you, when our spirits are in line with you, when we're yielding to your will and we're yielding to your way, God, then, God, we can have a heart and a desire to reconcile things that have been disconnected from us because of hatred or because of sin or because of disagreements, God, things that divides have come between friends and families and loved ones and situations, Lord. But God, give us a heart to be willing to reconcile those things that have been disconnected from us. God, we are a source of strength of people. God, we are a light. God, even when we're living in sin, God, the world can see a difference in us. And God, the world will declare that something is wrong with us because we're not walking in the vein. We're not walking in the position. We're not walking in the place that you have for our lives. Give us no rest, God, when we're outside of your will. Give us no satisfaction, God, when we're outside of your will. And give us a heart and a mind to get ourselves reconciled back unto you and willing to reconcile and build the bridges back unto others. Because, God, you have made us a place of safety. You've made us a place of information, God, to be able to boldly declare your word. You've made us instruments of praise to represent you, to magnify you and glorify you. And to live a life, God, that's pleasing and acceptable unto you. You've called us to be light. You said, how can a city be set on a hill and be hid, God? It can't be. A city that's on a hill, God, can be seen for miles and miles and thousands of miles around. That's who we are. We're supposed to be salty. not sweet, not seasoned, not oregano, as my friend said, but we're supposed to be salt. Salt preserves. Salt, God, changes. Oh, God, salt keeps, Lord. Help us to be that salt that you have called for us to be. So, God, give us the spirit to reconcile. And then, God, put your love in us. Put your compassion in us. God, remove doubt. Remove, God, haughtiness. Remove everything that's unlike you. And then, God, let a spirit of revival spring up in us. God, in the name of Jesus, I've been seeing a revival, God. It's starting to get past the things that we see. And, God, you are brewing a revival in this place in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you for each and every member, God, of Praise Center. I thank you for those that are faithful, God, those that are investing in ministry, God, those that are sowing in the ministry, God, those that are working in the ministry, God. I thank you, God, today for those that are in here stirring up the fire. So when those come that don't know you, God, they'll feel your anointing. They'll feel your power. They'll feel your presence. So I pray for Lady Olinda McCowan, God, this day, as I do on Wednesdays. I pray for the membership of Praise Center. I pray that you bless her today as she begins to prepare, prepares herself to present her coffee break this morning. Thank you for her spirit. Thank you for her desire to be a blessing, a light, an example to the women of God here at Praise Center. Thank you for every mother, God. I wasn't able to tell everybody Happy Mother's Day on Sunday, God, because everyone was here, but I thank you for the mothers and the women of Praise Center. To bless the First Lady, God. Continue to strengthen her. Continue to keep her. Continue to bless her. We thank you for Diamond Star. Thank you for allowing her to get back to work, Lord. We pray that you grant her favor, God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for Eric, God. Pray that you touch him. Get things together, God. Get his mind straight, Lord. Help him to focus in on you, God, and to put what's best, his best foot forward at all times. Order his footsteps right now. Cast the devil out of the mind, God. He comes to lead us astray, Lord. Open up his eyes that he might see. We pray for Crystal McCown, God. Honor her desire, God. Her desire, oh God, to be better, to be greater, God, to be more effective in every area of our life. God, we pray for Aaron McCown, God. Continue to help us to train up in the way that he should go so that when he grow older, he won't depart from it. We pray for Mother McCown, Lord. Thank you, oh God, that she'll soon be back with us, Lord. We pray that you grant her favor, oh God, as she helps my brother, oh God, pack up and move, God. I think today is the last day. And so, God, I know she had a lot of work. Restore her body. Restore her strength, God. And, God, give her the words of life to speak life into my brother, into his family, before they depart this country, Lord. Give her just what she needs to say to encourage them, oh, God, and to remind them that you are the only way. God, send the hornet's nest, God, even as they depart, God. Let them have no peace, God, as long as they are outside of your will. Touch those babies, God. His wife, Alana, and Amaya and DJ, God, bless my nephews and my nieces. Touch them today and give Mother McCown the words to give them, to encourage them, to instruct them. We pray for Missionary Myrna Howard. Pray that you continue to bless her. You've opened up so many doors for her, God, on her job. And, God, you have things greater in store for her. I pray that you continue to bless her this day. Bless her this morning. Let this be a wonderful day, God, as she's probably already at work right now. Order her footsteps, God. Help her to continue to be the witness that you desire for her to be. Oh, God, that they may, the people of God, may draw in the sheep, Lord, because sheep begat sheep. God, give them the mind, the joy, to be able to tell about the good things that are happening here at Praise Center so that the sheep may begat sheep. We pray for Sister Valerie Miller. Pray that you continue to bless her, God. And thank you for allowing Victor, oh, God, to reach another birthday. We pray that you help him to reach many, many more. I believe this past Monday was his 16th birthday. And then we pray for all those, oh, God, that have attended Praise Center. All those, oh, God, that have a desire to be here. We pray that you prick hearts, prick minds, get them into the house, Lord. Don't let them have any rest, Lord, if they not coming to the house. You tell us not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. And then, God, you also don't want us shacking with the church. God, help us now, help the church not to be, God, a one-night stand where we come just when we need something, just to come and get a quick fix, God, and then we go back on to our merry way and to our carnal lives that are not with you in mind, that does not have you in the focus, Lord. Give us no rest. Send them in, God, from the fields of sin. And, God, I have the words of life that you've given me to give to them, to encourage them, to pray for them. Cover them right now, God. Touch them, oh God, with your finger of love, oh God. Show them the way, God. Show them your glory, God. Let your glory be revealed in their lives. Help them to see you, God, that they may come back in, God, and say, what must I do to be saved? What must I do to get things right? Call them in from the fields of sin and bring them back into the house of safety, this place of deliverance, this place of healing. God, we pray here for a reason, God, that when people enter into these doors, they'll feel your anointing, they'll feel your power, they feel your favor, God, because your spirit dwells in this place in the mighty name of Jesus. And so we keep this house sanctified for your glory. We keep it sanctified for your honor, for bringing the people in, God. We'll train them up. We'll teach them. We'll show them the way. We'll give them you, God. Only you can satisfy us. So bless those, God, that are on our prayer list. We have many, Lord. Young man just posted something on our prayer wall. I believe his name was Mark. Asked for prayer for his family, salvation for his family. God, we pray for Mrs. Oriana. We pray for, God, can't think of the pastor's name in Memphis. God, you know the name that I'm thinking of. We pray for that pastor, that he would hear Pastor Reed. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Touch his body. We pray for Bishop Cherry, Lord. We pray for all of the petitions that the people of God have made. We also call out the name, God, Pastor Miller and Missionary Miller back in Utah. Pray you touch them, God. Touch their bodies, God. Give them the strength that they need. Encourage them, God. Continue to help them to fight the good fight of faith, God, and continue to focus forward in the mighty name of Jesus. And then we ask that you bless us this day. Keep us all day long. Encourage us during this 37th day of our fast and our consecration. Help us to hide ourselves in you, Lord. And then bring us back here at the appointed place and appointed time later on tonight for our prayer, praise, and study. Oh, God, help us to enter into your gates of thanksgiving, into your courts of praise, to be ready to magnify you and ready to glorify you as we dive into your word. And then bless us continuously. And we'll give your name the glory, honor, and praise. It's in the master's and mighty name of Jesus we pray this day. Amen and amen.